Welcome to The Ether. Today is Wednesday, March 9th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol, and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes and check them out online at WeFund.app. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, Silent Solos and Astro Heroes, AMA. Let's take a listen.
Hello?
What's up, Kenny? How's it going?
My man. I just woke up. It's 8 a.m.
I know, sorry about the time.
No worry, man. It's okay. It's good for the community. That's more important.
Yeah, it's hard to establish a time that works best for everybody because, you know, we're dealing with everybody from around the world, you know, different locations.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. But hey, that's the beauty of crypto, right? Where you can kind of bringing everybody together, and you never know.
Exactly.
You never know. Maybe we see each other in real life, but I definitely gonna see you in my metaverse.
Yes, yes, sir.
All right, let's give it a couple minutes for people to join.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, I also see Gene here. We can bring him on spot.
All right, on this dais. All right, here we go. He can facilitate. He's more experienced.
Yeah.
You guys are more experienced in this than I am.
He's the man that I go to whenever I need help with speaking.
Let me see here. I'm inviting him to speak, but it's... Let's see here.
Yo, can you hear me?
I can hear you good.
Yeah, sure. All right. I think we just give it like a couple minutes for people to join.
Yo, yo, yo.
I will repost this on my Twitter.
Yes,
as well,
sir. What's up, Gene?
Oh, hey, what it do? I was on my laptop, so because like yesterday it was a bit chippy, and so I'm like, I'll hop on my laptop, but apparently I can't speak on my laptop, so we'll keep it OG.
Yeah.
Dude, I really want to know some of the Spanish, you know?
Spanish is dope.
We can teach
especially
you.
Tacos. Tacos are the best. Tortas, if anybody out here has tortas, like burritos are dope too, but tortas is like, when you like had a beer and you just want a grub. If anyone here had tortas before, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Iced out gang. Look at them, bro. They got like the coolest PFPs. Iced out.
The original iced out gang.
Sheesh.
Man, I have some crazy ideas for some shoes for them. I need to go over with them. Like, I mean, crazy.
Hey, how does that? What's the sound that the carne asada does when you put it on the grill? Original seed, nice skeleton punk. What's his name? Kenny just dropped some alpha. A little surprise for the skeleton community. He hasn't like made it like public. He'll make it a public later, but it's. It's ill. You guys are going to like it. You guys are in for a treat.
And solo, too.
Yeah, but Solo is silent, I might. So he's like, he keeps it OG, you know?
I'm sometimes I'm too silent, you know?
Yeah, his power is silent. He doesn't have to say anything. And then, boom, he just drop on the community, and the community would scream.
Oh, yeah.
But I got you, Solo. I got you.
Thank you.
Yo, what happened with Luna, bro?
I know, right?
The shit's flying over the moon. I woke up this morning and I was see the there was a post for from Ian and I was like, holy crap, all time high already.
I'm pretty excited, man, for Luna. It's just Luna's been life changing. I think for all of us, Luna has changed our lives for the better.
Definitely.
Just, you know, it's opened a lot of possibilities, you know, and doors for everybody. Well, for those who seek it, of course, you know, you have to seek it. You have to seek opportunities, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just feeling blessed and humbled to know about it and kind of be with the community. I mean, the position of you, me, and Gene here is quite different with just a investor, right? From a perspective, because we have our own project and then we kind of have a small community from each of us, and we just humble and blessed that everybody kind of support each other, and I like it. I think people are the most important things rather than a token, but a token help people bring together, which is good.
No, most definitely. I agree. The Terra community is welcoming. And the thing is, we're still early. That's what mind boggles me. I think a lot of people don't realize that we're really early in Luna. Not a lot of people around the world know Luna. And look at the position we're at, you know. So just imagine how much more people are going to come into our ecosystem, you know, are going to flock to NFTs. So it's just, it's crazy to be here so early.
Seriously, it makes me think of the analysis that Wrecked Wolves just released, right? Like
about the wallets.
Yeah, but exactly. Like the volume, it was like volume of NFTs on Terra versus Solana and then Ethereum. And it's like, oh, dang, this is like, buckle up, you strap, get your strap, grab your wife, grab your kids, because it's about to take off. All right. But let's kick it in. Guys, just a quick here's a little surprise for everyone. Yesterday we were doing an AMA and Silent Solo hopped on and he was like, yo, let me donate, you know, some Luna for the community. So, you know, I think I already gave two of them out. There's one remaining, so we'll be doing a giveaway during this you know, space. For right now, just go ahead and retweet the link. Sightland Solo, his account has the actual link. So just go ahead and retweet. Again, it's one Luna. At this point, it's like 100 USD almost. So we'll be choosing a random person who retweets the space, you know, just because you guys are here and we appreciate y'all. And yeah, that's how you are selected to participate. But go ahead, guys. Not sure what you guys got planned for the space, but please take it off. Who should we start here with?
Kenny? Do you mind, Kenny?
Yeah, definitely.
Please,
definitely.
Lead the way.
Definitely. I mean, the main purpose of this AMI is really for Astro Heroes team as well as the Silent Solos team to learn more about our project, as well as I might leak a little bit about how we're gonna collab in the future. My man Solos here is like the best guy I ever met, and you know, I got you, man. I got you with the metaverse. So yeah, for people that are from the Silent Solos community and don't know about us, Astro Hero is a 3D NFT project. But we are building a metaverse as well as a battle royale games. We have a small team about 15 people going full time on this right now, mainly developers and artists. So we got 2D artists, we got 3D artists, we got game developer, game designer, blockchain dev. So that is our background. That is Astro Heroes team. We have a vision, quite simple, but I think it's going to take a while to achieve. Is we are really trying to bring as many NFT collection to be on board with us, to be able to use it as a utility in the Astro Heroes metaverse. Why do I want this? Because one of the reasons for Astro Heroes to be like today, because we got inspired from the movie Ready Player One. If you ever saw the movie, then you will see that every single person in that platform, in that metaverse, was having their own image. And I see the fact that Luna is a close community, it's a good community. Everybody kind of know each other. And I'm saying this is like in terms of founders as well as the influencer. So we see there's a chance that we really want to bring it together. We want to host a place where, let's say you go on our platform, you can choose who you want to be. You don't have to choose Astro Heroes. If you choose us, I would be love it. I love it. I'm so blessed you choose. But everybody has a preference. Everybody has something that they like. So let's say if Silent Solos, if you hold a Silent Solo NFT, for example, right? And you hold a Astro Heroes, when you come in our metaverse, you can choose to be Silent Solos. You don't have to choose us. It's not going to be Astro Heroes character. So for Astro Heroes team, each of you guys, when you connect, you would have your own NFT with the image of the NFT that you're holding. But for Silent Solo, you would be in a Silent Solos one. So yeah, spoiler alert, I'm working on it. Right, Solo?
Yes, sir. Yeah, exciting times to come. Again, yeah. I act like a little kid when you share information in alpha with me, I swear.
Yeah, and it's like it's like how cool is it, right? Kenny is making that available for, you know, Terra users, not just Terra users, like NFT projects. So and we got to think that, so he has the platform, right? And he's launching this collection, but essentially it's like there's like always like a lot more. He started with, you know, the gallery, which, by the way, I do have a question about the gallery, brother. So should I ask right now? So on this gallery, so we had, for example, colonies, right? They pretty much minted what is a 2D gallery for right now, which is, you know, it's cool. It's like limited to, I believe, like eight NFTs. But the ones in your 3D gallery and in the 3D gallery of Astro Heroes, where, you know, Silent Solos is there, I believe the Iced Out is going to be there soon. Hero is there. So you're adding, you know, a few blue chips. I know Luna Bows are there. Like there's going to Skeleton Punks are there, like lots of Hellcats. Anyway, so
yeah,
tell me what is the future on this gallery. Does it stay as is? Is there a way that it can grow and somehow maybe allow the user to just, you know, have a gallery for its own where he can display, like, when, you know, some of the NFTs that we have on our wallet, kind of like colonies, but obviously like in 3D space?
Definitely, I can answer the question. Behind the scenes, right? I mean, if you ever try out beta, you will see that you have to connect your wallet. That is like your key coming into the buildings. My vision is, this is real life story, and why do I do the gallery also? I talked to a couple of people on Luna, and they hold like 50, 100, 150, 200 NFT. And I was like, oh my God, these guys are rich. Yes, they are whales. They are big whales. But they have no place to show their NFT. And also others, chain also, they don't have any place to show the NFT. If you are in, let's say, Decentraland, yes, you can put and build some kind of low quality image or a low poly building. But for me, I said I wouldn't go that way. I would want to go the way that it's going to be a better graphic, right, First of all, better graphic. Second is it has to be more what's the correct word here? More proper. I would say more proper. And it has to be designed in a way that you are treasure your NFT just like you treasure your shoes. So where do you store it? Has to be in a frame, has to be where it's nice, has to have a good lining, things like that. So that is when we decided to come up with the gallery. And for the later game, when you go to the gallery, you can show, I want it to be automatically populated on those frames. Right now, the entire gallery can hold about 79 pictures, 79 NFT. I mean, I know you guys hold from very different projects, but for those projects that are named in the gallery, I can have a function to scan the wallet to see which NFT you are holding, and then we can populate at the right place. So that would answer your question about what are those war as well as the galleries do. Now, the second is you can invite your friends. Why can you invite your friends? Because if you cannot let people see this gallery of yours, what's the point? Right? What's the point? And of course, the name of it, it would be changed. It would be changed. The building, it might be changed in terms of design to really depend on my team, because we working on different stuff all the time. But we really try to perfect each one of them. You can see that I roll out the beta mainly with the purpose is for people to try it out and give me feedback. And for us, we don't really compete with anybody. We just do our own thing. And everybody came together and asked me, I mean, a lot of people come in and ask me that, have you seen other metaverse project in Terra? And I said, yes, I did. And I mean, I'm happy that they are building, but I have no idea why they keep raising money and they pull out tokens and they do IDO, but then I don't see any product. So our team, I'm being very honest with everybody that we are not a marketing team. We do good at marketing at the moment, thanks to a couple of the person, and one of them is here. Two of them is here. Gene is here and Bobby is here. Shout out to you guys. But before that, we are a team of devs, so we do what we do best, is developing. So we roll out the beta, and I think we are like the first one who has actual beta rolling out for people to try. And from my lens is, yes, I don't wanna say bad things to anybody, but here we are. We are doing what we are doing best. We are trying to roll out something for the community, because this is for the community.
Yeah, damn. No, yeah. That's heavy. So essentially, yes. I mean, I'm not sure what. I'm not gonna ask for dates right now, as in when this and when that, because you know that sometimes, although the community can feed off of some of like dates and all of that, sometimes it's like not very healthy for the builders, because I know you guys are doing a lot. So. But just knowing that alone, that okay, in the future I'll be able to, you know, connect my wallet and pretty much kind of like create my own 3D gallery is honestly super bullish, and it's super bullish in several ways. One, you're not leading with the gallery. You're not saying, hey, Astro Heroes is a gallery, right? Like because it's not, like, it's one of the many things you are bringing to the table, yet it's not the only thing. So I'm telling you, man, you know, that's why I'm bullish on this project. This is why, you know, why I'm here, pretty much letting the word out that, hey guys, this is actually pretty freaking cool, you know. And I always drive towards like fun. I know there's quality, like, you know, I know there's like, for example, If a blue chip project, you know, puts a stamp behind another one, then yeah, you know, people will flock out there. But the fact that you are literally, you started from pretty much from nothing, you know, like a lot of people here have, and you're building as you go, step by step,
means a lot, you know. You guys is Instagram, Twitter is already at like 4K users. There's a lot of engagement on Discord, and what else? Oh, so yeah, so that's it. You said number two, we're gonna be able to invite people. So how does that work? That sounds pretty cool. So does that mean that each character like is gonna eventually like log in and be able to see each other in the metaverse, or how does that work?
Yeah, you will be able to talk, you will be able to chat. What's the point of the metaverse without any interaction, right? This is the thing that we are working right now, mainly focus on. I want to host a concert. I've been meeting a lot of artists here. Artists in terms of painting, in terms of NFT, in terms of music. I meet DJ, and we're like, why don't we host a virtual concert for all of the Terra people here, for all the lunatics, right? And with that, we can actually use each other's image rather than each other's character. I have to say character, not image, because image is like a 2D, but character is like a 3D character. You will have many different emotion, sad, smile, laugh, crazy, dancing, all kind of dancing. I got you, Solo. Solo request me, dude, I need like a solo dance. And I say, okay, let me see what I have in store. And I tell my animation guy, hey, I need a couple of the dance move. We cannot stick with one. I might be able to see Gene dancing with a with his hero over there. I might
be able to see Solo. I discovered the Easter egg yesterday. So little alpha drop here for the ones that know Remy. I dropped the link there for him to try out the beta, and I told him, I'm like, okay, so there's two Easter eggs, you know. One might have to do with somehow like the second floor, like, you know, like making it like supposedly like, you know, super secret over here. And then he texted back right away. He's like, on the second floor. He's like, haha, too easy. And I'm like, okay, there's another one. And I hadn't found the dancing one, but I found it yesterday. I'm like, okay, I gotta find it, dude. And I found it, and then I'm like dancing. And so I took a little video, sent it back, and I'm like, look, bro, this is when Luna's gonna reach 100. And he's like, yup. So that's really funny, the dancing moves. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but I mean, you kind of have to think when we deaf, right? This is our story. When we deaf, we really have to think about it. Think about it in a way that let's see if our user use it in the future. What are they going to do? The very first thing they're going to do is run. The second thing they're going to do is jump. The third thing they're going to do is walk. The fourth thing they're going to do is crouching. And the fifth thing they're going to do is kind of give out emotional. So within emotional, we also have to split what they're going to do about it. They can laugh, they can give a thumbs up, they can cry, they can do all kinds of things. But with our main thing in mind is we're going to host a concert. So what are you going to do in the concert? People will dance. When people will dance, then you have to give them different movement. Then it's fun. Just imagine, I see a silent solo in the metaverse dancing with his character over there, and he's like break dancing while Gene over here is doing some kind of jazz dancing, and I'm doing some kind of, I don't know, whatever the kind of dancing it is. Would it be fun? That's exactly the fun about it. And everybody got a laugh. At the end of the day, everybody will get a laugh. And you just think about it. When you go to a real life party, right? Sometimes there's a random dude or there's a random couple just dance in the corner, and they just dance in like the weirdest way ever, right? And you just gonna come and talk to each other, like, hey, check that out. And you laugh. That's what happened in reality, right? And we can do that in the metaverse.
Yeah.
We can definitely do that.
Dude, that is awesome. I have two more questions. One, so I'm looking at, you know, Iced Out Bows are here. And so Iced Out Bows, you know, let me know if I get this wrong, but I think you guys are a DAO. Right, a DAO that essentially is focused on collecting, you know, the Iced Out Bowls
So it's like a sub community, but you guys are, you know, kind of now expanding the DAO and you know, getting more NFTs. And so I was thinking, because they have, like, and this is anyone, right? Ownership of several NFTs, you can now work directly with a DAO on, you know, certain like partnerships, per se. Let's say, you know, they had a Galactic Punk, right? And we haven't like formally agreed to, oh, like a Galactic Punk partnership. But if someone wants to bring, well, upon contingency, right, there's obviously going to be like work here that has to be done that somehow has to be, like, I don't know, like there's a certain deal that has to happen for that work to be done, because Kenny and the team, you know, have to make that possible. But anyway, where I'm trying to go at is that essentially, if they own like a Galactic Punk, they can still bring it to the metaverse, right? Like, in that alone, having to that opportunity to work directly with, like, oh, I don't know, like an NFT that I hold, if I hold a Galactic Punk and there hasn't been, like, for example, a partnership established, and you being able to bring, you know, my NFT forward, I think that's pretty cool. And it even makes me think about future chains. So we have Solana, we have Thor. I know there's like a bunch of like Cosmos community. By the way, there are definitely some talks on the Cosmo bracket there for you. So, bro, it kind of makes me think almost like the sky's limit. But to pinpoint the question and my topic here is that essentially we can go cross chain and you can bring other NFTs from other chains into this metaverse.
Of course, why not? Why not? I mean, we have it in our roadmap, and we see this is how it actually happened. You see Regroup's post, right? But before that, I was looking at actual data. Our entire volume for Terra was about 1/10 of Solana. And I see there's an opportunity there. At first with Solana, why Solana? Sorry for being geeky, but Solana and Terra both using Rust as their programming language. So the team and I, when we started this project, we foreseen that. And we see that, dude, there's a way for us to bridge these people. And if we love Terra, we want to grow it. And how we grow it? When you grow it, not only between the projects to projects, but you grow it by having new people, and having new people meaning that you would try to bring some of the people from other chain to be in. Or sometimes there's a first person who never used crypto. You have to make sure that experience is smooth, is easy. And for geeks like me, for example, if I've been using Solana for a while, I need to use Terra for some reason. And what is the reason? Well, we have USD that's always there, and that is a good thing. And that is something we actually have it in our roadmap. We will be minting this collection on Terra, but I can spoil you a little bit that in the future, we will definitely gonna mint over Solana. Reason why? Reason is for me to have those users, bring them in, get them back, using our metaverse, have them try out the utility, and for them to bridge over to learn more about Terra. But I bet with you I have something big in store. I don't want to spoil it yet. I will not spoil it today. I know, Gina, I'm not spoiling it, but I'm telling you there is something big, and there is something that people I think would be very recognizable about the environment, about the area. And they just want to be there. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
My man Solo here knows it. But don't spoil it, Solo.
Yeah. No, that's cool. That is cool. That is cool. So essentially, think about it from the perspective of being an NFT holder. To some extent,
The reason why I hold, for example, NFTs is one, I think, you know, they're cool. Honestly, I literally just hold some because they're cool. Sometimes if it's a, you know, cool image, you know, cool PFP, I just buy it just because it's cool, right? Number one. And then two, if it has obviously like a good team behind it, then I'm like obviously like bullish, or you know, maybe extra bullish on it. Third, if it has some sort of utility, then oh, okay, now we're speaking, maybe not financial advice, right? But like for myself, I'm like, okay, maybe if I buy one, it won't, I don't know, it'll hold its value, or it won't drop, or maybe it can go up. So now I'm like looking into that. And then third, obviously it's kind of like the unknown, right? Like the unknown, as far as what else can an NFT project do. And so when we talk about, you know, metaverse, and we talk about games and maps, for you to give seriously like a whole project the opportunity to bring their NFTs into, you know, your metaverse, I think it's huge. Because even if I'm a Solana user and I hold an NFT over in their chain, and I have access to log in just with that, you know, plain NFT to another's ecosystem's metaverse, that's cool. That like, it brings, number one, is cool. I would use the platform, right? Because again, you're not just an NFT. I think you're launching an NFT to get, you know, to put your name on the space, and you know, to showcase your product. But you're adding a lot more value to other people as well, man. And that's it's heavy, you know. It's something that, I mean, for heroes and Silent, and anyone who works with you, is utility. So that alone is very powerful, my friend.
Thanks, man. I think that I don't know how my partners think of me. I'm just really trying to put myself out there and do what I can do best for the partner. And I think for us, right, we survive in the future, or we are here partially because of us, but partially because of our partner. Because I stick with my message from the very beginning. We are doing this project is trying to bring as many NFT collection in Terra be together and have a very, very unique utility. And you don't see it, you don't find it in either chain, because the relationship of the other chain is not like us. I can bring like 10 or 20 NFT collection within a month, or even within 2 weeks, because we have capacity to do it. And I proved to my partners, I mean, this morning, I think I sneaked something to you, right, Gene? But don't say it. We gotta save it for the team. Yeah, and we say what we do. We say we're gonna bring you, then we're gonna bring you. We're gonna do it, then we're gonna do it. As many NFT collection as I can, but end of the day, it's about the founder. If the founder is happy with the idea, the founder is happy with the product that we produce, then we're happy. We're happy with that.
Now, I have so a couple more questions, and this is, you know, regarding like the this metaverse.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, okay, so you have, like you said, concerts. How does the concert work? How does one have access to the concert? Do I have to hold an NFT from Astro Heroes to be able to go to the concert, or do I just buy a ticket? What are the details there?
We actually working on it. I think that at the very first moment, there are a couple different environments, right? And with a concert, I believe that not all lunatics would be able to be in the concert if they don't hold an Astro Heroes. But I was thinking it again, if they cannot be in the concert, then what's the point? So actually, you asked the question quite at the right time. We figured out the solution yesterday. Instead of everybody would have a character, if you hold an Astro Heroes, you would have a character, but you can choose to be in hero character, for example, or silent solo character, for example, for or whatever the NFT that partnering with us, for example. You can have a character, you can talk, you can chat, you can dance. But if you are a public, right, then you kind of have a one view angle of how the party is like. In that way, the people would see, would feel, would know what is going on in the concert. And there might be time limit. I'm not sure, but I mean, I'm a generous person, so I wouldn't put time limit over there. But I might give you an experience to, you know, kind of see. But you wouldn't have a character. You wouldn't have a character. You might be able to see. At the moment,
that's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. I like that. I like that. So anyone could join the concert in this case.
Yeah. And will really depend. Maybe we sell a ticket for them because it's not fair for NFT holder, right? I have to protect my community, my NFT holder, the partner NFT holder also.
What if like some of the funds were allocated to Aster Hero holders, bro? Like from the concerts and stuff?
Why not?
Just an idea.
Why not? I don't see why not. Because we're hosting a concert to have fun. We're not hosting concerts to make money. So we can definitely do that. We can distribute back whatever the money that we have, or partial it into the Astro Heroes holders. Or whoever attend, actually. Doesn't have to be Astro Heroes holder only, but whoever attend. The main reason, because when they buy the ticket, most likely it's just for the cost for me to do all kind of technical things. That's it. But I'm not here to make profit at this point. Maybe in the way later, when I see an opportunity and I see that if we make profit over this way, actually the holders as well as the people in Astro Hero would benefit, then we're going to roll out that.
Right. I know. Just, you know, getting creative here with really everything that's possible. I was even thinking like this is just like personal idea, but what about like farming, right? Or like staking? What if there was like an actual farm, and you go and there's tokens, and and you farm tokens, you know, like a farmer, like, oh, okay, this time you have the farmer suit. And you know, there's like wheat, and you gotta rake, and you gotta like, you know, farm the wheat, and like, you know, kind of like check up on it, maybe water it or whatever. But later down the road, you can see the, you know, the APR. Oh, okay, if I farm this, essentially, I gotta reap the fruit, and you know, that could be like the lockdown. So it's like a 16-day, 7-day, sort of thing, and then you can unlock it, but you do it in the metaverse, you know. So I know all of this is possible. I know how capable Astro Heroes is to provide these type of mechanisms. And yeah, I think that, you know, just from like a outside perspective here, and obviously like not financial advice, but like any perk that you can add for holders would be super, super dope, you know, especially like, I'm sure like, I don't know, making exclusive maps for holders, you know, exclusive perks. I know there is like a few surprises down the road as far as NFTs. I'm not going to say anything, but I think that whoever holds like 3 NFTs will be able to do something cool. I'll just leave that like that, not spoil too much. But dude, I honestly can't wait. Besides, you know, all of this, I can't wait. I mean, it's gonna happen. It's gonna bring people together, right? And that is fun. Just alone the fact that you can chat. You know, you can chat and I can use, you know, my character and chat with a Silent Solo or an Astro Hero. Who else do we have here? We got Hungry Wolves. That would be amazing. I actually can't wait. Like, can we just fast forward time and just, you know, like, just be there now?
But yeah, let's open it for up to the community for a second. I know we've been talking for a while.
Yeah.
What questions does everyone have? What ideas do you guys get? You know, what maybe sort of suggestions would you provide to the table? You know, if you were to mint an Astro Hero, or when you mint an Astro Hero, let's let the public speak. It takes a little while for them. I think there's like a 5-second lag, so we'll give it a second until someone raises their hand. And for
I have a recommendation.
But
yeah.
I'm biased because I'm from out. Well, not from LA, but I'm by LA. But what if you can actually form certain gangs within the metaverse?
You bet I can, Solo. You bet I can.
I'm just trying to get a lot of people, you know, on board. Reach out to every type of market, you know.
Dude, I mean, my friend's Gene here, he was telling me, can you do something? Dude, I'm not going to spoil anything, but this is exactly what happened. Dude, what if we can do this? And 3 days later, I just sent it to him. And he was, dude, what is going on? I said, I thought you said you want me to do it. So, Solo, I think you said you want me to do the LA, right?
The LA one.
Maybe. Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Let me think about it. Otherwise, I'm just going to ship like what I did to Gene. Right, Gene?
Yeah, facts. Solo likes motorcycles. I know you have some flying vehicles. You have what? There's an actual ship. And then maybe a hoverboard. What about flying? Do some of these... And dude, let me tell you too, that flying, when it comes to game development, I heard that is not easy. So just the fact that you have flying available, that's really cool.
I mean, with us, I'm sorry, I'm even surprised about my staff, right? I'm even surprised about my game developer there. Going a little bit back, I run a IT outsourcing company, so I've been doing people projects for a while, since 2019. Within what, over 2 years, we nailed down about 50, close to 60 projects, and we just got experience. But I never knew about the gaming part. People come over here, for me was really about I want to do blockchain. I want to be able to learn more about blockchain. I want to be a part of this transition from just normal tech and normal games into NFT games. But yeah, that's why they came and worked with me. And then when we started this project, I'll be very honest, it wasn't my idea at the beginning. It wasn't my idea at the beginning. The story was like this. One day, my co-founder, now is a co-founder, my artist, he came up to me. We are another five guys behind him. And they came to my desk, was like, Kenny, we need some help. And they were like freaking serious tone too. And I was like, okay, what can I help? You guys are ambushing me with some shit, right? Why so many people? Back off a little bit.
They're going to kill you.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened at that moment. But yeah, they want to create an NFT collection. And it was an Astro Hero as a name as well as the design at the beginning. But he came to me and he's like, okay, Kenny, we really want this. We need your help. And say, okay, let's sit down. Take a breath first. Because, dude, you guys are like, ambushing me. So... yeah, that's how it all started. And then I tell the guys that if I help with you guys' project, I wouldn't do it as just an NFT collection. Why? Because we have the resources here. it would be so wasted if we don't use our resources. So with that, I told the guys that, okay, I agree, we're gonna do this. I'm gonna help you with your NFT, but if you want me to be on board, then I'm gonna take this to the next level. I'm gonna use whatever the resources that I have it here. I'm gonna try to make it happen.
Let's go.
So as a leader of the team, I have to make that decision, because they are not in the position. I understand they are not in the position that telling the entire company, okay, we're gonna go work on this. But yeah, forward a little bit. Since January 1st, I took them out for a retreat, the entire team, and then we decided we don't want to be doing other people product already. For the past 2 years, we make not a lot of money, but we make enough money. So we're good. We're going to do our own projects. We're going to take a leap of faith and put our entire effort into this project, Astro Heroes, and really see how it goes. We want to be success. Yes, we do. But there's a lot of things, from technicality to the art, to all kind of things that has to be done. But we offer it. So I don't take any more contracts for my outsourcing business anymore. We are 100% focused on this project at the moment.
Sheesh. That's bullish. No, I love that. Especially when there's like 15 people behind it. And then you guys are devs too. Like, I'm not a dev, right? We work with devs. And oh man, let me tell you, that is not hard working with devs, but it's, you gotta have a lot of patience. And then, you know, like if I was a dev, literally, like, I would be typing code right now. I know myself. Like, that's what I would be doing. Like, if I could, like, when people are like, when devs, dude, I wish I had the power to just go type some code so I could deliver, you know?
Yeah.
But these things take time, you know? So, and yeah, and especially like how fast you guys, you know, code out there, how fast you guys deliver. It's exciting, man. It's honestly really exciting. I'm very, very, very excited about the future of this project. I was thinking tonight or yesterday night before going to sleep, I'm like, could and this is a later down the road later down the road project, but here's the question. So Silent Solos, they focus on, you know, burning mechanism of tokens, and I think they can exchange them for like a pair of custom Jordans. No, Silent
Air Force Ones, but it's going to be open to a lot more merchandise. So a lot more products. Shoes is just the main. Well, I wouldn't say main, but it's just the first one that we can bring to life ASAP. If that makes sense.
Mm. Okay, so yeah. Check this out. What are the odds? Check this out, all right? Of bringing a custom Air Force to life on Disaster Hero Metaverse. And have in this case your NFTs.
Oh man.
Like, actually wear them, Kenny.
Oh shoot.
Yo, think of it. No. Check. And before he even answers, let me add to the fire. Let me add to the fire. Do it. Did you know that, like, so for example, with Hero, there is a hoodie that everyone has been like copping. Like, for example, Hellcats did a really cool one-on-one. Hungry Wolves did a really cool one-on-one Hero hoodie. Now, are we about to tokenize this hoodie? Like, dude, I think there should be a freaking DAO, sub-community DAO for this hoodie, because they're sleeping on it. Dude, I'm telling you. There so many projects are releasing this Hero hoodie. Like, it's Silent Solo did a hoodie. You know what I'm saying? So in the future, we're talking about galleries. We're talking about, you know, 3D metaverse. Kenny.
I all I have to say is if if Kenny can bring the pair that Doquan has to life, then I think it'd be fair to auction those two and only have two available in the whole metaverse. So if you want to flex those shoes in the metaverse, if it can be done, I would suggest
chill. Have an auction. Relax. You went too far, bro.
I don't know if it can be done. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, and essentially, it kind of becomes like a little customization, like a closet. But what I'm trying to get at is that it's a tokenized customization of goods. Kenny, I need you to talk now, bro. Don't let my mind run too crazy, bro. I'm sober as it gets.
Okay. Yes. The quick answer is yes, of course. I would love to do that for Silent Solos as well as whatever the things that I can do in the future for other projects. But the chances that you see a Air Force One, Doe One, that costs about 16,000, if I remember correctly. Right, Solo?
48,000.
40,000, sorry. He was saying 40,800. That's why I was thinking something. But yeah, you would definitely see that there is a chance for it to be in the metaverse where people can flex with that particular one. Wow. So, yeah. Wow. Let me answer that. And there's also a chance
Dang! That... Yeah, there's y'all also... seen that movie? What's it called? The one movie? Someone help me out. With Matt Damon. Good Will Hunting. Yeah? Nobody out there seen that movie? So, when Matt Damon, you know, he's at the bar. And he's with the homies. And, you know, they see a chick. I know some of the other ones listening know what I'm talking about. But, essentially, there's this guy. And, you know, kind of tries to, like, bully his friend out of like talking to a girl because they're in like a frat like community sort of environment. They're in a school environment, and so these guys are not going to school, they're just there for the girls. And long story short, this guy's trying to get, you know, the girl's number, and he doesn't get it, but the Matt Damon's homie gets the number, and so he goes out to a shop, and it's like a hot dog place, and the homie that didn't get the number is eating, and so Matt Damon goes over to him, and he's like, "Hey," knocks on the window, tuk 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 tuk. He's from the outside. He's like, "You like apples?" And the guy's like, so confused. He's like, "What apples?" He's like, "Boom." Literally grabs the paper that has the phone number of the girl, puts it right in front of his face, and he's like, "Well, how you like them apples now, huh?" And so, bro, I feel that literally, Kenny, I'm telling you, man, I am going to continue preaching. Number one, partnerships. Number two, relationships. Not just singularity, like greed of one project's linear focus. To you know, just bring more utility to or value to their holders. But bro, this is literally the moment, and there's just so much potential. And I hope the people literally listening are getting the freaking point right now, dude.
I don't think people realize how big it will be.
Dude, that is for the founder exclusive info, man. We definitely gonna tell the entire community, but for me to actually deliver something out for the community to see, both of the partners, I mean, all the founders has to work, and we work hard. We work to make sure that the product will be there, the product will be available, the product will be nice. And whenever the first time, let's say the first time a community see it, we need to make that wow effect. We need to drop some jaw, man. That's what we want.
Most definitely. I agree. You don't want to rush. You want to deliver something that just stands out. And yeah. I think I'm bullish I'm with Gene. I'm bullish on Astro Heroes ever since you reached out to me, Kenny. Like I said, I've been like a kid at a candy store. I get so excited when you talk to me about your metaverse, man.
I'm an island boy. I feel like I'm an island boy. That's it. Honestly, like, everyone have a good day. Just hop out of the call. That was too. I was too hot, and you know, like, it's the possibilities, man. It's the possibilities, and no worries, Kenny. We'll work something out where, like, with Silent Solos did, because I think it's really smart, the whole you know, burning mechanism. Like, for example, I know with Hero, we got like a comic, and we're trying to develop the lore and. You know, build a whole game and all of that. And so what really drives us is the story. And so, and right now we released like chapter two of, and I'm talking about Hero, it's not Astro Heroes, but we're like friends and brothers. But anyway, so there are villains that are coming into the story as of right now. And so when we first launched our collection, there was a few comments that, you know, some people didn't like vibe to them really well. And trust that it was not the intention from like the team to deliver that effect. Matter of fact, like the intention and what the desire that we want is, bro, give everyone like the baddest and the dopest and you know, the best we can. That's personally, right? I know,
yeah,
that's my thing. And so some people didn't vibe with it. So we said, okay, you know what? Well, let's bring these villains to life. Let's make them dope. Let's actually like hand select every single one of them and then allow our users to pretty much like turn in one of these comments that maybe they're not very fond on and get something that, you know, they're proud of and they like. And so that's, for example, one burning mechanism, just giving out here ideas. With Silent Solo, it is with actual a physical, tangible product. You gotta burn your NFT, and it's so funny.
Can I interrupt real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
We just so if you're a varsity solo holder, you have the opportunity to win a varsity jacket. If you look, how do I post the picture? Because I have the actual varsity jacket.
You look at the picture and then you share it, and then it's gonna allow you to like share it to the space.
Share space. So this is one of the first products I finally got finished because I have a lot that I'm making. So this is you know, you can get this if you minted a varsity solo for, you know, and there's only going to be 5 of these made. After that, you'll be able to burn. I still don't know the amount, but after that, you'll be able to burn to own one of these bad boys. So you know, I'm just excited because I'm bringing. Trying to bring as much merchandise as I can, you know, to my collection. And yeah, obviously it's going to be exclusive to the collection. So if you want any of the gear, that's if you like it. If you don't, that's fine. But if you want any of the gear, you're going to have to either be a holder or burn some NFTs. And I think that's pretty exciting because that just reduces the supply, you know, just makes everything more scarce. Obviously it takes a while for, you know, over time for stuff to, you know, get burned. But I think it's a pretty exciting thing that I have going on.
Exactly. 100%. And then we get, you know, what you call the Hellcat effect over here. If, you know, you guys know what I mean. And so it's powerful. Exclusivity, you know, bringing it down. And then guess what happens, right? Kind of like same thing. Similar to Luna and UST. So in this case, we are the UST and the NFT we provided to the community is the Luna. So you're betting on UST, you're betting on the team to provide. And guess what we're gonna do, dude? We're gonna keep working. Like and guess what? Where's, you know, where's supply going? So dude, I'm telling you, we are so early and I'm so happy that were early. I'm so happy that even to an extent, we're still underdogs. We're underdogs and you know, in volume as a blockchain, number one. You know, we're
with addresses, wallets.
Yeah, see, addresses, wallets. So, bro, game over. How you like them apples?
How do you like them apples? Almost definitely. And I want to mention something else as well. With Silent Solos, it's not just a collection. I'm trying to create a brand, so I'm thinking long term. You know, so my plan is long term, isn't really short term. So that's why, you know, my updates are long term, you know, goals that I have. You know, I do plan. I am working with people behind the scenes as far as like influencers, celebrities. I'm not mentioning them until I finalize all the merch that I'm going to have available. And then I'll release, you know, partnerships and whatnot and have them, you know, give us exposure and whatnot. But just know Silent Solos is a collection, but it's also going to be a brand eventually.
Sheesh. That's what I like, man. That's what I like. I mean, I like Solo the first time I talked to him because he has the vision. And dude, your work, man, I look at those Air Force One and I have to keep asking Solo. I know there is a backlog right now. I wouldn't want to ask, but I have to ask. I really have to ask. And well, he said yes. So, but yeah, man, dude, that's Air Force One. It's on fire, on fire.
Yeah, I just
say
I
louder,
just
got, bro. Say
I just
louder.
Got the shipment,
I don't think he
man.
Heard you.
I just got the first shipment. I still have another.
I was telling Kenny to say it louder. So, okay, let's we'll continue with like a little closing space, maybe a little surprise here, but if anyone has a question, feel free to raise your hands. I know we've been talking here for a while, and some of the community might have questions, might have suggestions. Hey, one of my favorite persons is here, Satoshi Namamoto. He created Bitcoin. That's how cool we are. Bobby is here. Hello, Bobby. Iced Out is back in the gang. Terra Space.
Saludos a Neki.
Everyone, hello, hello.
He's a fellow Mexican Dean.
Neki. Vamos. Vamos. QMax is here. Woo!
Oh, shoot. My co-founder here. Yo, man. Yo, guys.
Hey, guys.
We have, co-founder of Astro Heroes in the building. He's the man behind all the art that we are having right now. All the characters.
Yeah. Where's is he coming up to speak or what? Whoever wants to come up to speak, go ahead.
Don't be shy.
Just request.
We are very friendly.
Yeah, we don't bite.
We don't bite. Hey, we just meow.
Meow.
I'm mostly silent, so you're good with me.
Yeah, but I gotta ask you a question, Solo. Why the silent Solo? Why silent?
That has to deal with my personal, I guess you can say, background. You know, I've always been different than other people because I think differently. I have different ideas, creative ideas, and I can't. It's hard to vibe with people. That's why I'm. You know it. It excites me to meet people like you, Gene, and others because we share that same drive, that same creativity. And silent is because mainly I'm a person who just keeps his mouth shut, his head down, and just, you know, goes with life. And I just deal with life as it comes. And you know, I'm just silent and solo. You know, I mean, that's just, you know, it's I try to keep it simple. You know, I don't want to make it too complicated, but you know, I just you know, yeah, I'm just a person who just keeps his mouth shut and just goes through life, you know, alone. I don't, you know, really associate with a lot of people. So Silent Solos literally came from a representation of my environment, essentially.
I see. Respect for that, man. Respect for that. I understand. I understand completely when I actually started my company, from friends to even my family, not my wife, my family, they had no idea what am I doing. And I always like in the corner myself of doing the things that I like, the things that I know, the things that I kind of just want to do it. But I totally feel you. I totally feel you. But you just have to grind to that moment. You have to really trying hard, be active and just do your thing. And hey, you see us. You have a big fan here, man. You have a big fan here. So let's go.
Thank you. Let's go. If anybody has any questions, come on. I know some of you are curious or have certain questions or even any recommendations as well. You know, please share them.
Yeah, I need to know if I need to change my first name to Luna and my last name to UST.
You know what's funny? That one of my dad's last name is Luna.
Wow.
Yeah, he was a troublemaker growing up, so he went through a lot of last names with police. So Luna was one of them.
Oh, I get you. It's meant to be. That's funny. That is funny. Aster Heroes, one mint.
End of March.
Awesome. Do we know where we're minting yet? Can you say or not yet?
I will say it. Probably, guys. I know everybody is super excited about it, but we definitely have something in store for you that everybody will be wow. Okay, so bear with me for the next couple of days. I'm working with an article on Medium to really tell you guys the benefit of Astro Heroes NFT. When you hold it, it's in a simple word, it's a key to a metaverse. It's a key to our metaverse. It's a key to even what's that called? The keys to even partners metaverse, I would say. When I say partner metaverse, I mean Silent Solo. I mean Hero. You will be able to run, dance, jump, fly with those characters. So bear with me for the next couple of days. We are minting this March. I will tell you the date. I will tell you the price. I will tell you what's the benefit.
Let's go. I'm ready.
Awesome.
I am ready.
Hey, I noticed that Anchor became the largest lending DeFi protocol, beating Aave, which was, I think, the biggest. Dang. That's crazy.
It's only up from here, man. And it's, oh God.
Right? I think 100 is like floor price. Honestly, I don't see it going too low. I mean, I don't know. I think it's going to become the new floor price, but or high double digits, you know, but yeah, it's so cool, man.
Yeah, I mean, from my point of view, Luna will stay. The USD will be everywhere. And I want to be, you know, I think maybe in the next, probably doesn't have to be 10 years, but 5 years, right? You will be able to go to McDonald's and get that McNuggets with USD. I bet.
I'm hoping, yeah. Alice implements like a cashback reward system with UST. Oh my lord.
Ooh,
oh, that'd be dope.
Oh my lord. Dope. I tweeted them. I hope they're listening.
Yeah, let's go talk to them. Be like, yo, Alice, partner up.
yeah. You know, my favorite color is purple because of Alice.
But dude, that is some WhatsApp right there. A cashback in USD. Dude, you're supposed to work for finance, man.
Seriously. Hey, guys. Okay, so we've been on the call for an hour. Besides the metaverse, I think we've talked about, you know, lots of cool things bringing, you know, bridging tangible into the NFT space. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I know Astro Heroes also has like figures that like action figures that you essentially can print, 3D print and all of that stuff, and you know, they'll make like the shipping logistics available for anyone that you know, wants to get into that deal. He's also raffling a Lambo. Because everybody's always like, when Lambo?
Yeah.
So.
Yesterday, we had two questions. And I was like, that's serious, trying to listen to them. It was Sam the Shark and another girl. And they asked us, I mean, we're like, okay, anybody has questions? So they raise, we give them the mic and they say, when Lambo? I was like,
What?
And I was like dead serious, looking at the screen and really trying to listen to them. And he finally said, "When Lambo." And oh my God, all of us were cracking up yesterday when they tried to ask it, because we thought it was something serious. But yeah, I have an answer for When Lambo.
Silent Solo, one of the Lunas from that guy, actually, from your donation, brother, went to that person, and they were super grateful. You know, I put your name on it too, so yeah.
Oh, most definitely. I love it. Yeah, man, I love giving back as well, man. You know, it excites me. Actually, I had an idea. I know this is probably unorthodox and out of the context, but what if there's a protocol called Lambo and it enables you to use the Lambo whenever you want to reserve it? It's like a protocol owns the Lambo. And whenever you're in town, you can use it if you reserve it.
Oh, shit. Dude, I can do it like tomorrow with the tech. Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, dude, Kenny is literally about to go make a Lambo in the metaverse tonight, dude. No, wow. Chill. Chill.
Wow, that's a dope-ass idea. That's a dope-ass idea.
Oh, I'm talking about in real world, not the metaverse.
I know you're talking about in real world.
But hey, the metaverse, that'd be another option as well, too. People want to flex in the metaverse.
Yeah, but bro, people these days, they flex with the NFT, man. They don't flex with the Lambo anymore. I saw some of my guys, they went to see Tool Consensus, for example, or like some of the events, and now they flex. They don't flex with cars. They flex with their NFT.
I don't think Doquan's a fan of Lambos either, so.
Right?
Gotta lay low with mentioning Lambos around here.
But yo, that ideas, right? When you have a protocol, whenever you go, let's say if I one day I fly to LA, I can reserve that Lambo, dude. I see the future in it. I see the future.
If somebody comes up with that, can you please reserve? Let me reserve a week, please.
Yo, facts. Exchange some NFTs for it. Boom.
Yeah, well, I think I have. I have one last thing that really keep people excited. We finally chose the first vehicles in our metaverse. It's not a Lambo. It's not a car. It's something that everybody have been wanting for decades. That's all I can say. And all right, it's not on the ground. That's all I can say. That's it.
It's underground.
Mic drop.
Whoops. Okay, bet. So and I'll just share something too, guys. So talking to not to make this sound like too important, but just not to dox the person. I'll just say one of our contacts. But yeah, they are mentioning Astro Heroes to Doquan in about 2 days. So, yeah, send us, you know, prayers. It's not going to be like a formal, it's like a one-on-one sort of thing, conversation or a meeting. It's like this person is having a meeting with Do, and they said that they're going to mention Astro Heroes. So, yeah, hopefully, you know, they even get to play on the demo. That'll be pretty cool. And then lastly, if someone here wants to try the beta and hasn't tried the beta, go ahead and go to Astro Heroes Discord, open a ticket, and then let us know that you were in the space in the last minutes of the space and that we offered you a beta to try beta. So, hope we're cool. Other than that, anything else or are we good, boys?
We're good over here.
we
have a good time with you guys, man. Have a good time.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, with us, just keep it up in our Discord if you want our latest information. You might be able to see that I'm dropping alpha here and there. I mean, a lot of my guys telling me, "Stop, Kenny, you gotta stop doing that because we need that for marketing material." I was just so hyped about what I did. So I say, hey guys, this is what I did. So maybe you'll be able to find that in Discord. And I have something big installed. That's all I can say. You'll see in the next probably 10 days. All right, that's it for me.
Awesome. Everyone, thanks for sharing. If you took something dope from this space, go ahead and you know, we appreciate the little retweet there, little quote. And then yeah, we'll see you guys in the next one. Silent Solos, thanks for hopping on, brother. We appreciate you, man.
Thank you guys for joining me. And you know, I can't wait what Astro Heroes is bringing. I can't wait for Villains. And I got a little bird in my ear. My son wants to say something, if you guys don't mind. You guys mind?
Nah, what's up?
Okay, here you go. Go ahead, baby.
Hi, I'm Solo Aiden by Luna.
He shows Luna at school, by the way.
He tells all his friends. I love this dude already.
He tells his teacher, his friends, and they're like, what's that? He goes, my dad has it. Just buy it.
Dang, starting him young. Let's go. Hey.
Dude, we have a new generation of lunatics right there.
I'm not sure if your son has a wallet. Does he have a wallet yet?
Oh, I have. He has a wallet, and I put Luna whenever he does chores, whenever he listens to me. So that's how he earns Luna.
Awesome.
Yo, I got a hit him on Astro Heroes.
Yeah, and I got one from Hero too. So just, you know, drop the kid's addy or another addy, and then you send it to him, whatever it's easiest. That way he stays doxxed and yeah, or whatever.
Most definitely, yeah. I would prefer that. Me, I don't care. Him.
Yeah, because then they're going to be like, damn, you own that many NFTs? Like,
exactly. He's
Uncle's hooked it up.
He's going to flex his friend.
You guys can thank him for me creating the collection, because he's like, if other people can do it, why can't you? So thank him for Silent Solos as well.
Yeah, wow. Definitely. Definitely. I mean, your son's amazing, man.
Say thank you, Aiden.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye, guys. Have a good day.
See you. It was nice talking to you. Take care, everybody.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Silent Solos Astro Heroes AMA, recorded on Wednesday, March 9th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Glow Yield. Glow Yield is the ecosystem of Terra decentralized apps like Lotto and Creators, all powered by DeFi Yields. Glow Creators helps artists and influencers give their fans exclusive perks through membership, NFTs, and more. Glow Lotto is a PrizeLink savings account with a weekly chance to win the big jackpot. Tickets are free and perpetual, which means there's zero chance to lose money. Be sure to follow Glow Yield on Twitter and join the Discord community to stay up to date with all the glowing projects, and check them out online at glowyield.com. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the lunatic community. Follow Orbital Command on Twitter using the link in the show notes to receive regular threads on Terra protocols and yield strategies, news, resources, and Twitter space discussions. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Reading in a book, yo, I learned something nifty. The CIA was feeding people acid in the 50s. Some people knew it, most of them didn't. It was like a little game they invented. Sandoz had the plug, it was all about the research. Gotta get turned on, hollering me first. Government reaction is always kinda knee-jerk. Not exactly what I like to see out of my leaders. Zen lunatics trying to see the other side. Everybody likes to hide and seek when the dose is high. Paranoid, like, people are watching me. Well, that's because people are watching, see? If DMT is the Niagara's of epiphanous beauty, and psilocybin treats your mind like a movie, LSD wasn't the mind control they wanted, so they kept designing and different drugs to haunt us.
You are an explorer, and you represent another night in the cabin, camping. Three drops hitting each tongue like, well, that happened. Feeling like a weird alien on this planet. I'm just passing through, staring at these inhabitants. They didn't know provocateurs infiltrating, lock your doors, trying to start a quiet riot so they could mop the floors. Used to slay the forage, waiting for the drum roll. And that's what happens when cutthroats get all the control. Acting all manic, the passion is frantic. The visuals are magic, so let your mind brandish this little weapon of mass dysfunction. Red Dawn down, now we're tripping with the Russians. Reading in a book, yo, I learned something nifty. The CIA was feeding people acid in the 50s. Some people knew it, most of them didn't. And you wonder why we harbor such resentment, dicks.
My notion of what the psychedelic experience is for is that we each must become like a fisherman and go out onto the dark ocean of mind and let your nets down into that sea. And what you're after is not some behemoth that will tear through your nets, follow them, and drag you and your little boat, you know, into the abyss. Nor are what we're looking for a bunch of sardines that can slip through your net and disappear. Ideas like, have you ever noticed that your little finger exactly fits your nostril? And stuff like that.
Channel Spaces.